As Lobaka and the others joined them, Reynar began to speak aloud, both so his companions would understand and so C-3PO could record him.
The root believes that a change in the current caused Abeloth's release,
Reynar said, summarizing for his companions. He turned back to the root.
But the Jedi believe the future is always in motion, so I have trouble seeing why a change in the current would release Abeloth.
Is a river current not in motion?
The root replied, also speaking aloud.
And will it not carry a boat to many different places, depending on how the riders paddle?
Yes, that's true,
Reynar said with some impatience.
But wherever they land, they do not usually free Abeloth.
They do not ever free her, because they have not changed the current. They have only ridden it to one of many different destinations. But if they wish to go where the current cannot carry them, the current must be turned.
And to do that, the river itself must be altered,
Reynar finished.
Yes. The Force guides the current. It is impossible to turn the current without also changing the Force.
And that is what frees Abeloth,
Reynar clarified.
Yes. The Force is in the dominion of the Celestials. When their power is usurped, the bringer of chaos comes.
Reynar waited while C-3PO translated the exchange for his companions. He was about to recap his suspicions regarding Jason when Tekly arrived at the same conclusion.
Then Jason freed Abeloth?
She asked.
Yes.
By changing what he saw in the Force vision?
Tekly clarified. The root clacked her mandibles in a killick shrug.
We do not know what Jason saw in his Force vision.
Tekly's ears flattened in frustration. She looked to Lobaka, who let out a sad groan, and replied that even Tahiri had not known for certain. She believed the vision had to do with a dark man who ruled the galaxy, and that Jason had been so disturbed by what he saw that he had turned to the dark side to prevent it. After C-3PO had translated Lobaka's explanation, the root curled her antennae in the Killick equivalent of a nod.
Then yes, if the Dark Man was the future Jason wished to prevent, then it must be the future he changed.
With that, the root turned and led the way up the corridor to the next set of reliefs. And Reynar saw why the root was so confident he would remain to help the Hive. The first panel showed a long, tubular space station still under construction. The skeletal structure was teeming with Killicks, all wearing thin suits and bubble helmets. And that was all. There were no jetpacks, no space cranes, not even any tether cables. Just millions of Killicks, floating together in banks the size of small asteroids. In front of them, enormous Durasteel girders appeared to be drifting into position with no visible means of propulsion. Reynar understood what he was seeing. The root had used the Force not only to assemble the station itself, which certainly had the shape of center point, but also to move themselves about in space.
When we build, we use the Force for all things.
She directed Reynar's attention to the next panel. It showed a band of Killicks using Force Blast to extract ore from a stony asteroid. They also seemed to be using telekinesis to move the ore into a smelting furnace, which appeared to be powered by another swarm using a ball form of Force Lightning.
To mine, to move, to smelt,